Hello, dear listener. This is That Guy Jin, bringing you Japan's number one podcast. And today, I bring you episode number two, where I'm going to be sharing with you how I got to stay in Japan and a little bit about visas and ways you could stay in Japan. First, let's talk about visas. Japan is a very strict country and it's very hard to get a visa. I mean, harder than many other countries. I've lived in so many different places like Italy, Spain, the United States, Costa Rica, and well, Japan.
Of course, some highly trained professionals get a sponsorship for different kind of visas depending on what areas they're specialized in. That could be your case, and if that's how it is for you, then you're pretty lucky, because most likely you'll be getting also an apartment for free, transportation fee, which is normal to get in Japan. Like, the company will pay your transportation fee. If it's a very high position in the company, you might even get a car or a driver that will pick you up and drop you and take you to places all the time. So, yeah, if you're that lucky person, that's great, man. If that's not the case, if you're just a regular guy like me, or a regular girl, then you might not have that option. And your best option would be coming as a student. But you have to take into account that it's going to cost a lot of money to sustain your life for 6 months, paying the rent and all the expenses, even if you're trying to live cheap, plus the school fee. You're going to need, I think, like $10,000 to do 6 months. So some people do it like that and they end up finding the way to stay in Japan. For some of the people, they come with a girlfriend, like I said in the first episode, or maybe the boyfriend, which is starting to be seen more common like in the recent years. Yeah, that might be your option, coming as a tourist, socialize, finding somebody. And if you're charismatic, intelligent, and hopefully handsome or beautiful, then your chances will be pretty high that you're gonna find some very decent, interesting person interested in you that might be able to help you with visa and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, for that you will have to get married. So consider if you would get married only to live in Japan, like I did, but for me it was a very special case. So yeah, let me tell you my story. Basically, it was about 3 months of being in Japan and I was having trouble with my girlfriend. And as I said before, yeah, she was getting kind of cold, and I didn't have anybody else. I didn't know what to do, but luckily I had met this other woman through language lessons, Spanish lessons, to be more exact. She works for a very famous Spanish company, and she had lived in Spain, spoke some Spanish, but needed to improve her skill. Then she contacted me for Spanish lessons, and from the moment I saw her, I saw she was a very beautiful and interesting woman. And I remember at the end of the first lesson, I couldn't hold it. And when I say goodbye to her, I grabbed her hand and I kissed her, you know, on the top of her hand. And I don't know why I did it. this was just like, I don't know, like a reaction. But and I was so ashamed actually after that. I was like, oh, what the fuck did I do? I don't know. But actually, it didn't go wrong because we end up becoming pretty good friends and being able to talk about many different things. For instance, my problems I was having with my girlfriend, that was the only person I had in Japan. Then this was great for me because I found a real friend in her, a real mature woman that could listen to me and understand me and give me good advice. Mind that I was only 27, I think, or 28, I think 27. Yeah, and yeah, I was right, I was 27. That was my cat running there in case you heard him. His name is Wasabi. Yeah, so it was very good for me to find somebody that would give me good advice and help me get out of that situation because it was really depressing, feeling lonely and feeling abandoned. Why I was feeling abandoned? Because I have this little story, like I was living in this apartment with my ex-girlfriend, Eiko, and one day I went out to do, I think that was a Spanish lesson also, maybe English. A very beautiful girl was the student, which has nothing to do with what I'm going to say, but yeah, I remember that detail, something I cannot forget. But more than that, the big surprise of coming home and finding out my girlfriend was not there and she had left and took everything, like her stuff. And that was very shocking because I really didn't have anybody else in Japan. Well, that's what I thought, but actually, I already had met Yuki, which is that woman I've been talking about. And I remember those days we would talk for hours on the phone, like, I don't know, late at night. Probably she was just listening to my whining and all the whatever I was saying, you know, all that BS. Because now I see it as a bigger thing, you know, everything happens for a reason. At that moment, I couldn't understand why she did that, and you know, I was just being human. Well, after 3 days or so, she came back. Actually, I went to pick her up at her friend's house where she was staying, and she came back to me, which was very good at the moment. But that actually made me change everything, how I felt for her. And little by little, I started to just find a way of breaking up with her. But obviously, I couldn't do it just. I couldn't just let it be when she abandoned me and or just breaking up with her because of that, because I really didn't have anybody else really close. Or at least so I thought, because at that time, Yuki started to show herself more, how could I say, like deeply connected to me. At that moment, I didn't know. She started to be like, maybe I thought she was being just friendly and good to me. For whatever reason, I was just thinking, is this really happening to me? Because she really How can I say, gave me a big gift that I couldn't imagine myself I could receive from anybody. So after I broke up with Aiko, actually I broke up with Aiko because Yuki told me that she could marry me. I mean, I could marry her and I could stay in Japan. And she was willing to help me just as a friend because she had already experienced wanting to stay in America. And she was even considering marrying some American guy to stay there. So she was giving me the same opportunity. Now, after many years talking about it, and things that also something I felt like I felt like I knew, and she confirmed to me by saying that she saw something in me. Something which is not like she was falling in love with me, or like our story is very interesting and crazy because it is never like we fell in love and then we got married and things like that. It was more like my very good friend, a very intelligent, attractive woman, offered me to help me so I could stay in Japan. At first, I said, "Really? Are you sure?" And I couldn't believe it, right? And then she kind of backed up because her friend told her, like, "Are you sure you want to do this to help this guy? He's Latin and you might come home and there might not be anything there when you come from work," or something like that is what she said. And it's so funny. But well, at the end we talked, we got married, and that's how I got my first 1 year visa to stay in Japan. And yeah, like this could happen to you as well, or something similar, I mean, because for a lot of people, there wouldn't be any other option other than marrying a Japanese national or a permanent resident. That could be a gaijin, you know what I mean? So, yeah, there you have it. That's my story. That's how it could go for you. I hope you find some inspiration there. If you have some questions, some comments, anything you want to tell me about what you want to hear, what should I do for the podcast? I know I should improve the sound. At the moment, I'm recording with my phone, so please bear with me. I really appreciate your listening all the way through.
If for whatever reason you feel that the place to be for you is Japan, that you really need to live in Japan, by all means, just go for it. Just do whatever you can. Believe in yourself and know that it's not impossible. There's always a way. Like there was a way for me, there could be a way for you. So don't get discouraged by the visa conversation that we just had, or whatever you've read that is negative about your dreams. Could this apply for any other dream that you have in life? People always will tell you that is too big for you, or that you cannot accomplish it, or you're not good enough for that, or how dare you to think that you could do it. Things like that, that's normal, that's life. What you have to learn is that you don't have to listen to anything but your internal voice, your intuition. Know yourself and know what you want to do, and definitely things will go your way. This is the way it works. It's about loving yourself and knowing that you deserve whatever you dream of. And your dreams can become reality that way. Believing is the key word. Remember that.
Hit me up on Instagram at ThatGuyJan. If you need to know anything about Japan, you want to know anything I can help you with, make sure you contact me because I'm your guy in Japan. So I wish you a great time, good day, good night, good evening, good whatever you're having at any time, wherever you are. God bless you.